To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
For all the great things that he has done in our lives.
Yeah.
We do give him honor and praise, for he is so worthy to be praised. Somebody went to bed last night.
Well,
and they didn't get up this morning. And their soul was not in God. But we still are alive. He touched us with the finger of love and made us up this morning. Gave us another opportunity to where if we didn't get it right on yesterday, you have yet another chance. So we thank him. We thank Pastor Jackson for the invitation. You have a lovely pastor. Amen.
They showed
a great friend, even when people aren't friendly to him. I'm grateful for his friendship and his kindness and his love. We do recognize Prophet Coleman.
Amen.
And I thank you, Chaplain Grove, for allowing me to be here to serve you. Once and again, I'm a little nervous. You got me boxed in right here. Got me boxed in and on a pedestal. Amen. Like I'm going to be sold or something. Amen. I get you laughing with me.
Show your worth, son. Show your worth.
I feel a little bit better. Amen. Recognize my wife, and I thank her for being with me.
Amen.
She is yet carrying a heavy burden, but she has not stopped. So we thank God for her. Ask that you will continue to keep her in your prayers, not only her, but her entire family. Thank you, Dignus Gardner, for making the ride over this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The choir is singing lovely, aren't they?
Yeah.
Amen. 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 We do appreciate them. I'm getting myself together. You see me moving stuff back and forth. And once I get it to where I want it, we're going to get started. Amen. Amen. This is your Veterans Day observance, and I do want to thank all of our veterans, those that served in war and peacetime. We do thank you for your service.
Amen.
You will hear that again in just a few moments, and then when you play Taps, Taps is a little emotional. It gets a little emotional for me, for the sacrifice of my fellow soldiers who have gone on before us, and some of who have sacrificed with their life and lost it in battle, that we might be free in this land. So we thank God for that. God set our souls free. But we still have work to do as man, as humans, to be free in this land. But we thank God for what he has done. With all of that out of the way, I'm not going to hold you very long. See how much room I got here. Not going to hold you very long, keeping an eye on the clock. The scripture reading this morning will be found in the book of 2 Timothy, the second chapter. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, beginning at verse number 1. Second Timothy, the second chapter, beginning at verse number 1. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Second Timothy, chapter 2, beginning at verse number 1, says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." God bless you. You may be seated. Merciful, everlasting God, our Heavenly Father, it's once and again, dear God, I come calling on your name, dear God, for I have been given the opportunity, oh God, to stand behind this sacred desk at the Chapel Road Baptist Church, dear God, and to preach forth this, your word, to be your people. But nevertheless, dear God, I know that I cannot preach until the preacher comes, so I ask, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Take the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart. May they be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the wonderful name of Jesus the Christ, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If just for a few moments, the Holy Spirit and I would like to preach from the subject, "Thank you for your service." Thank you for your service. Veterans Day honors all who have served in the U.S. military. The federal holiday is observed November 11th, the day World War I ended in 1918. It was at 11 a.m. on November 11, 1918, that a temporary peace or armistice was signed and the fighting during World War I came to an end. A year later, President Woodrow Wilson announced that November 11th would be called Armistice Day in the United States. And in 1938, Armistice Day became a national federal holiday. It was a day dedicated to world peace and held in honor of the veterans of World War I. In 1954, Congress decided to change the day to Veterans Day. This was because they wanted to honor the veterans of all wars, including World War II and the Korean War. So for all those who have served in the U.S. military during wartime or peacetime, we say thank you.
Thank you.
There are a few specifics about the veteran that we would like to share from the pen of Paul. Paul is writing his final letter as he awaits his execution in a Roman prison for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul is one of the better persons to tell us some things about being a veteran, even though he was never one himself. But the first thing about being a veteran is that one would have had to have been a soldier first. Paul is telling young Timothy some things about the path, he was going to follow in troubled times, both inside and outside of the church. And how many of you face some troubling times sometimes in your life? I don't know. I think I'm here by myself. Am I the only one that faced some troubles?
No,
I know we like to pretend like everything is perfect in our lives. But I heard somebody say, if you ain't had no troubles, just keep on living.
Yeah.
You just keep on living. If you either headed into something or you just coming out. But all you got to do is keep on living. You don't have to look for trouble. It will find its way to you. Paul was telling Timothy that there would be trouble inside and outside of the church. And I've heard some folks say the worst hurt that they got was hurt from people in the church.
Yeah.
I don't know a preacher's preaching this Sunday morning about you call yourself a Christian. And we hurt more people about the way we act and we carry ourselves and we talk to one another and we are showing the lack of love.
Yes, sir.
Right.
But we call ourselves
Christians.
Yeah. See, Paul's approach is as one who is enlisted in the military. In the first chapter, in the third verse, he says, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience. From this, Paul says that he is a soldier. And that to be a veteran, the first thing that you must do is to enlist and serve. See, it's not just about putting on the uniform,
right.
But it's about being willing to serve.
Right.
Verse 1 says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Paul is telling Timothy right here and us that trials are going to come.
Yeah.
And as these trials come, we would need to grow stronger in that which is good. Our faith needs to grow stronger. Our resolution needs to grow stronger. And our love for God and Jesus Christ needs to grow that much stronger.
Yeah.
Paul says, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ, rather than to rely on your own strength. You know how we say it when we look back over the things that we have, when we're thumbing through our checkbook and driving our fine cars, we say, I pull myself up by my own bootstraps. But Paul says, don't rely on what it is that you've done for yourself. You got to trust in the grace of the Almighty God, knowing that it's by Him that you have received these blessings.
Amen.
Yeah,
apart from Christ, we can do nothing.
Yeah.
King Saul donned David with his own armor to fight Goliath, but David put off his armor and went forth in the power and the might of God himself.
Yeah.
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that comes to face the armies of the living God? See, nobody can face us if we are standing with God.
That's right.
We can't be self-sufficient and at the same time say I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I will say that one again. We can't be self-sufficient. You know how we strive for equal rights and how women strive for rights and say I don't need nobody. I don't need no man. I
help
do it all by myself.
Help.
We can't say I'm self-sufficient. I've done it all by myself. Myself, while at the same time saying, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. See, it's by the grace and the will of God that you are able. So you ain't do nothing yourself.
That's
right. Verse 2 says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou
faithful
to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Paul says, you have heard of me from the lips of others. So I'm commissioning you to teach others to be able to teach also.
My God.
You can't do it all by yourself.
That's right.
And you ain't going to be able to do it forever. Don't just teach the gospel. Teach it in a way that at any time somebody else can take your place.
Yeah.
See, we want to keep it all to ourselves. We want to hold it all to ourselves and say what I did. But you have to be willing to share the gospel in a way that somebody, Paul, the Bible says that some plant and some water. But God gives the increase.
Yes,
you don't know whether you're planting or you're watering, but whatever it is, there's somebody else that has a hand in the gospel being put forth.
That's right.
But it's God that gives the increase.
Yes, sir.
You don't know exactly what lies ahead, but whatever it is, you have somebody and some bodies prepared to take your place. The gospel is more important than any one person, and that people are to be apt to teach. So before I said thank you for your service, I asked a question. What makes one a veteran? Y'all didn't ask me. I had to ask that one myself. But I would normally say right here, I'm glad that you asked that question. I can answer that by simply saying, enlist or be drafted into the military and be discharged honorably. You can't just get any old kind of discharge. That would make one a veteran today. But why would I say thank you for your service? Three very quick points, and we're going to go home. I don't know where you're going, but I'm going back to Richmond. First, you must be ready to suffer. Verse 3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
My God.
Upon enlisting, no matter what your job title is in the military, you are a soldier first. In other words, you are taught basic combat skills to stand against the enemy. I went to basic training that taught me how to survive out in the wilderness, how to use my weapon, how to use a bayonet, how to be able to dig a foxhole and to protect myself long before they ever put a spoon in my hand. Yes, I was a cook. See, I learned how to be a soldier first, and then I learned the task that they gave me. You got to be willing to suffer sometimes. You got to be ready to suffer. See, if victory is our goal, then I know some suffering must take place. Families suffer, friendships suffer, and we suffer in our bodies and minds, training and fighting. But Paul is telling Timothy, you're in the service for Jesus Christ, and there is some suffering in your future. See, the Greek word for endure is kekepatheo. And means to suffer evil or affliction. So in this context, it is the aorist imperative, which means it is a simple action that happens in the future with the idea of it not repeating itself. Let me make that simple for you. In other words, when you enlist, you got to be ready to suffer. You may endure one long suffering. You know how sometimes somebody gets sick and that sickness lasts for a long time. You might go through some pain in your heart that might last for a long time. It might be a long suffering, but it's only the one suffering. Paul is even facing this himself. He said, I am dealing with a thorn in my flesh, and I prayed to God about it three times, and I didn't get an answer. But he said, nevertheless, thy grace is sufficient for me. I'm going on in Jesus' name. No matter what the suffering is, God is going to give us the strength to endure.
Amen.
See, Paul had to endure it in the flesh. You must be faithful to your captain. And your captain is Jesus Christ. You must be faithful to his resolute, and you must be faithful to his cause. Jesus Christ said, I come to seek and to save that which was lost. See, you can't do it your own way. You must do it in the way that Jesus Christ did. He said, my people will know you are my disciples by your love. See, that's the way that Jesus Christ did it. That's the way that he corrected the woman at the well. He corrected her with love. Even those that were accusing, the woman that was caught in an adultery, he corrected them with love. He didn't call them out and slam them. It said that they all left one at a time. And see, if he had slammed them all, they would have all left together. But he left one at a time as he was writing on the ground. See, God, Jesus corrects us in love. And he corrects us because he loves us. God chastens those that he loves. See, and the way that Jesus Christ do it, we do it with all diligence and commitment to the cause, no matter the loss. Commitment to the cause.
My God.
no matter the loss. Somebody said, I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm going on in Jesus' name. You said I will serve you till I die, until you tell me to go where I don't want to go.
Exactly.
See, soon as he tell you to go to the projects, as he send you to the crack house and the dope house, you don't want to go there, because that's not where you want. God ain't telling me to go there, but that's where the lost are. Go ye therefore and teach all niggas. We got to go and beat the streets. I'm not... That's Pastor Jackson's job to get y'all on that. A soldier enters the military ready to endure some mental and some physical suffering. We're going to go through some stuff. They're going to first break you down mentally. Your drill sergeants, they're going to break you down mentally, that they can conform your mind. And when we dig into the Word of God, when we see ourselves, our sin, our shortcomings, and how small we are in the Word of God, God then has broken us down, but then he builds us back up.
All right.
It conforms us to his will.
Yeah. All right.
We got to endure some mental and some physical suffering. There's some things that we must go through at the hand of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Folks going to talk about you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Come on.
The ones that you love the most are going to leave you. Some family members are going to be left by the wayside. They're not going to respect who you are.
That's right.
No way.
But we got to keep on going anyway. After you are ready to suffer, you must be willing to sacrifice. Verse 4 says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. A good soldier does not entangle himself with the affairs of this life.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can, that scripture just said that, and Pastor, you can just repeat it what it said. My personal belief, now I don't know where you stand, but I don't believe that a person of God, especially a preacher or a pastor, can be a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because politicians lie.
Same.
And they have to lie for a living.
Same.
See, we ought to do all things in truth and honesty, trusting in God in all things. See, we can't be entangled with these things of the world.
Yeah.
See, we just, if you are a Democrat, then you say, well, we just lost the governorship in the state of Virginia. And we are worried about everything that the Republicans are going to do. So I'm just saying this. It would have been the same way if Democrats won and Republicans would be saying the same thing. I'm simply saying that as opposed to putting your trust in the government, if we trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Be a good citizen, but be a better soldier. In other words, get out and vote. Do your duty. Get out and follow the law. Do your duty. Support your local government. Support your police. Do all of those things, but be a better soldier. Be willing and ready to serve. The affairs of this, our most important mission is to win souls to Christ. And so the affairs of this life will be politics, wealth, and the increase of things. Once you no longer belong to yourself, and whatever you, excuse me, once enlisted in the army, a soldier is called a GI. I don't know if y'all know what that is. That simply means government issue. In other words, you no longer belong to yourself. And whatever you have need of, the army will issue it to you. If they don't give it to you, then the word says you don't need it. Everything that we need, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Everything that we need will be provided for you, will be forgiven to you. If Jesus don't give it to you, then you don't need it. While we are busy chasing after things that the world offers, the things of Christ go undone.
Yes, Lord.
See, I watch my bank account. I sure do. Baby, you spending too much of my money. Don't worry about that. Ain't nothing in there. She ain't spending it. That's just what we say. But yeah, I watch my account, but not because I'm worried about her stealing it, but I'm worried about somebody else.
That's right.
See, I have to watch my dollars. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Ain't a whole lot of them, but I got to watch all of them one at a time. I can count them on one hand, but I'm going to watch them. They ain't going to get away from me.
Say that. All right.
But while we are busy chasing after the things of, that the world offers, the things of Christ go undone. People are still dying.
Yes, amen.
And they're dying without knowing Jesus Christ. See, that's our job. He never said that people weren't going to die. Never said that people weren't going to be poor. Never said that people weren't going to be hungry. Never said that we weren't going to go through trials and tribulations and struggles. Never said any of these. But what our duty is to tell them about Jesus Christ. Tell them about a man that died and gave his life that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Tell them that to be or to enlist in the army of the Lord has greater benefits and rewards than any military than you can ever be in.
That's right.
See.
Yes, indeed. Keep on.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. We have to be a sacrifice. Not just any sacrifice. Living sacrifice.
Right.
Paul told Timothy in verse number two, that you got to be a good soldier.
Mm-hmm.
See, a good soldier is a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. When you enlist in the army of the Lord, a good soldier is a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice that is holy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about being called a Christian. Your duty is to be holy. Holy, acceptable unto God. And then he said, that's the very least that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all read it that way? That's the way I read it.
Yeah.
If we are holy, acceptable unto God, that's the least that we can do.
Yeah.
So first we must be ready to suffer.
Sir.
Uh-huh.
Amen. A willing sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you must be able to strive.
Oh.
Strive.
You must be able to strive. Verse 5 says, if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Atleo is the Greek word for strive. And it means to engage in a contest.
Okay.
In other words, the word that we have, athletic or athlete, comes from this word.
Uh-huh.
And it means also to contend in public games.
Mm-hmm.
For one to contend in games, or one to be an athlete, he has to strive for the end.
Mm.
You don't enter just to say, I'm there and I'm going to be in it. You are striving to get to the end. I just watched the news on the other day when the weather girl, she just ran the New York Marathon. And after running the New York Marathon, it also allowed her to qualify for the Boston Marathon. I don't know if y'all understand. We're talking about running 26 miles. She won't the first one. She didn't win the race. She was not the first one to cross the finish line. That was not her goal. Her goal was to finish. She strived to finish. In other words, she trained her body. She prepared it for the 26-mile journey. And then she did it at a pace of about 7 minutes per mile. Now, when you are working, when you are on the battlefield, when you are in the army of the Almighty God, you got to be able to strive. You got to be able to be able, you got to be able to endure some stuff that the journey is going to be hard, is what I'm saying. It's going to be tough on your body. It's going to wear you out, but you still got to be able to strive to get to the end. No matter how tired you get sometimes, no matter how hungry you get sometimes, you get racked and pain in your body, but you still got to be striving to get to train our bodies. Paul says to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. We got to get in the word of God that we can be trained, that we can strive no matter what, that we can speak over ourselves sometimes.
Amen.
If a man strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. I'm just about done. It says the husbandman that laboreth, that's all my points, that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. In other words, you can't be a leader.
Huh?
And you ain't doing this yourself.
That's right.
See, you got to be willing to get in the trenches.
My God.
And you got to be willing to work, get right down beside somebody. But not just right beside those that are working. But to be beside them, you got to be willing to go ahead of them. Because sometimes the people that you beside, they scared to go forward. Somebody got to step out and take the lead. So if you're going to be the husbandman, you got to know how to do it all. Because even as you are going out to lead, when you look behind, you ain't got no followers. But the job still need to be done. As the husbandman, you got to be the partaker of the fruits. In other words, you got to be willing to eat some stuff yourself. You got to be willing to go that last mile. I'll go, somebody said, if I have to go by myself. We say it, but do we really believe it? We say it, but are we walking in that truth? I'll go even if I have to go by myself. Well, I'm going to finish this up by telling you about a man that I know. This man, I ain't going to skip around the pole or beat in the beat. I'm going to simply tell you this man's name is Jesus. And Jesus was the one. He was a good soldier. He wasn't just a good soldier. He was a captain of the army. Because not only was he willing to go, but he was willing to bring somebody with him. He was willing to teach them. He was ready to suffer. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody got to be, he was willing, ready. He was willing to be able to be a sacrifice, but then he was able to strive because he had a job to do. He was ready to suffer. He said, for this cause I came into the world. He was willing to suffer. In other words, I'm going to that cross. And I'm going to do it not because I've done anything myself, but I'm going to do it that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But not only that, he said, well, not only am I going to die for you, but I'm going to get up with all power in my hand. I'm going to be raised from the dead. So he was striving because the end goal was what he had in mind. He says, I go to prepare a place that where I go, I will prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Amen.
See, Jesus Christ, he was ready, willing, and able.
All right.
You have to be ready, willing, and able to be a soldier, to make it to the place of being a veteran. See, I didn't join the military to be a veteran. I joined the military to be a soldier. Veteran was the title they gave me when I got out.
Come on now.
See, we're not looking. Paul served and worked all the way till he died. Jesus served and worked all the way till he died.
Yeah.
And all of the apostles, you can read, and you can read about all of them, all except for John. They served all the way up until death by martyr. John was the only one that died at a ripe old age. But everybody else, all the rest of them, they had to give their life for the cause of Jesus Christ. And see, when you join the military, when you put your name on the dotted line, when you raise your right hand, you said, I'm willing to give my life for this cause. When you come down to the front of the church, when you give the preacher your hand, that's your signature on the dotted line. But when you raise your right hand, that's your swearing in. All when you tell Jesus that I promise that I will serve you till I die, that's your commitment. And you got to be willing to hold it up to the end. Now, I'm going to say, in the army of Jesus Christ, You can be all you can be. If you want to be a part of his Air Force, where you can reach new places and higher heights, then you just got to aim high. And just like the Navy said, you got to be ready to lead, ready to follow, but never quit. See, you got to be willing to go on. And just, we're going to put it as the Marines said in Semper Fidelis, be always faithful. See, you have to be willing. So in all of this, we say thank you for your service.
Yes.
We say thank you for your service in the army of Jesus Christ. But most of all, we say thank you to Jesus Christ for being the captain of our salvation, the one that leads forth the army of the Lord, that we can go forth and tear Satan's kingdom down. God bless you. Simply put, Pastor Jackson told me, and I like to make this part as easy as possible. If, mighty big word, two letters, two of the biggest words, or one of the biggest words we will face in our lifetime. And I had to learn the word to say anti-disestablishmentarianism. But if. Is a bigger word than that because of the weight that it holds. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, if you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe it in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If I back up a little bit, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, he went on that cross for you, and me. If you don't want to take ownership of it yourself, he sure enough went up there for me. Because I was a devil trying to beat down hell's doors as hard as I could. And even in that, he knew what he had in store for me. And he rescued me from that place and put me in a place that where I could be of service to him. No job is too small in the kingdom of God. He will use you and your gifts in building up his kingdom. But the first thing you have to do is confess him as your Savior. If you have